Name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is the fifth month, the 31st day of the year 2026. It is the octave day of Pentecost, which the Lord hath made.
Let us be glad and rejoice.
And it's the feast day of Our Lady of Mediatrix of All Graces, and Saint, pray for us, and Saint Petronella.
Pray for us.
I got this letter from a man in Ireland, or maybe a woman. I didn't get the name. Whatever they gave here, I don't think it's a real Irish name. But it's interesting, because I'm going to read it to you, and it has, and you'll see what it refers to when I'm done. I just got that today. And here's what whoever it is said, man or woman, I don't know. Sounds like a good guy, but I'm not sure. Patrick Pearce, now we recall that Patrick Pearce, we already condemned him. We have an article against him. Okay? For information against Patrick Pearce, go to my website. On the sidebar menu, click on Catholic Church International, then click on the Catholic Church in Ireland, and then go down to the document titled Against the Nominal Catholic Dick Pearce. Patrick Pearce is in heaven. And if none of you repent and come back to the true church, you'll end up in hell with your English heroes. And he says, this is calling for me. A people in exile or under foreign rule should obey the just laws of their rulers and only oppose them if they make you sin against faith or morals. That was my quote. Now he's going, the Irish revolted because of numerous reasons. One, ethnic replacement. Two, religious discrimination, including the destruction of St. Patrick's bones and the desecration of his grave. But all of you are retards who believe that everything went downhill in 1033 A.D. In other words, how come, you know, well, that too he doesn't believe in. I call it, yeah. Okay. Well, that's his main problem anyway. You'll see. I'm not gonna. But somehow the Anglicans and Protestants are actually teaching the Irish a lesson. Hmm? What great crime did the Irish do? Boy, this guy's blind, man. Now, he's probably quoting me here. The desire for an Irish Republic is akin to the desire to be ruled by Freemasonry. What are you even saying here, man?
He was quoting me.
Yeah, he was quoting me. The British Empire that ruled Ireland had numerous Freemasons, monarchs, and there's even a Freemason order stationed at Ulster, that only lets Protestants into their ranks. Do you think St. Patrick, St. Columba, and St. Bridget are happy with you slandering the name of Irishmen who led their lives, who laid down their lives for God, the true Catholic Church, and their people? You are all spineless cowards.
I'm sure it's not DJ.
Well, I got to start out. I said you are a perfect example of why God allowed the evildoers to kick your butts. This guy's a perfect example. He doesn't understand why. We didn't do nothing. He's a nationalist. You can tell he's got racism in there, too. My point is, why do you think God allowed it? Did you ever sit back and think why God allowed it? Do you read the Bible? Do you read the history of the church? Do you read that when God's chosen people go bad, he sends evildoers in to punish, destroy them, and take them into captivity? Did you read about the Babylonian exile of the unfaithful Jews? Some were bad Jews and some were even fallen away Jews. What did he do to them? He took away their whole homeland and brought them into Babylon under a pagan king. You're complaining about Freemasons ruling you. Take your choice. Freemasons, pagans, Muslims, whatever you want. God uses evildoers to punish his chosen people when they go bad or fall away. That's what happened in Ireland. That's what you've got to look at. Stop blaming the English. Stop blaming everything else. This has all happened in Europe too, but it's not just Ireland. The illegal immigration where they're taking over the people. It is not just Ireland that is being placed under the yoke of chastisement, but also Europe, the USA, and most of the world. Even though Europe and the USA are prosperous, it is a false prosperity, one of the worst curses. Proof of this is that they are infected with paganism, Satanism, witchcraft, high crime rates, high suicide rates, drug addiction, alcoholism, abortion, pornography, pedophilia, child trafficking, homosexuality, transgenderism, homosexual so-called marriages, adultery, divorce, gluttony, greed, selfishness, sinful capitalism,
utterly corrupt politicians, multimedia banks and corporations, perverted art, movie, music and literature, illegal immigration, feminism, destruction of the traditional family, Zionism and a glorification of Christ-denying Jews, Freemasonry, and the censorship of Christian teachings and values and persecution of those who promote them. And God has allowed all these evils as punishments for the sins and rebellions against Him, the Catholic God. Anyone who thinks God blesses nations such as these and does not curse them does not know God at all and does not have an ounce of goodwill and is on the broad road to damnation. I quote from Amos 9:8, "Behold, the eyes of the Lord God are upon the sinful kingdom, and I will destroy it from the face of the earth."
You're getting punished by God because you deserve it. Because you deserve it. Let's talk about you, you jackass. Fred Pierce was a pedophile. He was a filthy, stinking pedophile. He was a humanist. He glorified mythology. He was a freak. Here's what you see today in Ireland, going down till today. All your so-called Catholics in Ireland are either explicit pagans or act like pagans when it comes to morality. And you tell me, you wonder why God did this to you? Well, no, St. Patrick and St. Columba are praising God for punishing Ireland. And they're praying that these stupid Irishmen would wake up and realize why it's happening. Which may be your only chance to convert. Now, were there good Irishmen for all these years? Yes, I'm sure there were good Irishmen. But there weren't a lot of them. There were. Most of them were rotten to the core bad. And so God punished them. And the ones that were good, they understood what was happening. They saved their souls. But most of them were rotten to that. Rotten just like you are.
Yeah.
If you read all my evidence about what's going on in the Great Apostasy, and you think it just started during the Second Vatican Council, or maybe this guy's a Vatican tour even. He thinks that these guys are okay. Well, I'm done with you. If God should have sent Satan himself, when he sends the Freemasons, evil doers, just like Satan, there's nothing I can say that you guys don't deserve to be punished by.
Yeah.
So you're complaining about the Anglican English, about the Freemasons, and you're just as evil as they are. And more evil in many ways. Why do you think God allowed the Anglican Church in England to remain Anglican and never convert back in England to Catholicism for the time of Henry VIII in the 16th century? Because they, evil as they were not as bad as the nominal Catholics in Europe. We're already in the 16th century, in the midst of the Great Apostasy. You better start studying, buddy boy. You better start studying because you're on a broad road to damnation. You idolizer of your race. You put your race above God, and you don't even care about the faith. If you're a Vatican tour and you hold that religion, that ain't no religion. It's a paganistic religion. Immoral, paganistic religion. If you believe in that, don't tell me that's the Catholic Church. So you're not getting the whole picture here. You want your poor little Ireland to remain no matter what they do. I want God to bless us. Even when we worship pagan gods, witchcraft, warlocks, homos, LGBTQ community, pagan immorality, Vatican II heresies, which is what's going on in Ireland today. You want God to bless that, you stupid jerk? Who's the spineless idiot? You are. Who's the coward? You are.
Yep.
You don't want to lose your relationship with your pagan Irish buddies and your nominal Catholic Irish buddies. You love sin. You love Satan. You love the devil. So what's the difference if God sent a Freemason in or Nebuchadnezzar who's a pagan? Read your scriptures, what God does to his chosen people when they fall away or they just become bad. Even bad Catholics get punished. And fallen away Catholics. And when your nation gets that bad, it's doomsday. So you better start pointing the finger at yourself, buddy boy. At yourself. This is the world we're living in, right? And he claims St. Patrick on his side. He wants St. Patrick to bless current-day Ireland. Not just current-day. This has been going on for a long time. Pierce was a bum, a pedophile, a perv, a glorified mythology. Read my article on the guy. You want to idolize him, you're going to end up in hell with him. Burning forever. Where you belong. Nobody should put race above faith. Nobody. Irish, Germans, French, Italians, Jews, nobody. And that's what you've done, buddy boy. That's what you've done. And you have not brought into the equation anything about the true Catholic. You say, I'm not teaching the true Catholic faith. Take a look at your country. Conor McGregor is a good example of this. Look at that bum. Satanic tattoos all over him. He belongs to the Freemasonic Lodge, and he's going to save your country. He's also, and I'm not against people loving their race, okay? So don't get me wrong. It's nice to want to love your race, because that's what you are. But don't idolize it. It doesn't come above, the faith comes before the race. What good is an Irishman who's a pagan? If I'm an Irishman, and I'm a good Catholic, I don't want to marry an Irish pagan. He's alien to me. He's not the same as me. We do not have the same spirit. We got the same race, but not the same spirit. I'd rather marry an African good Catholic woman who's black, who loves God and serves the faith, than an Irish pagan. Think about this. You want, if you're a good Irish Catholic, you're going to marry an Irish pagan, and with all the pagan crap going on in the house and all these conflicts and fights that are going on, when your spirit is completely opposed to one another? All of us right now and our family members, my family, I have nothing in common with my family members. Not only am I racially connected, but my family, I can't stand them. I still love them and pray for the conversion. I can't stand them. If I was in a room full of them, I have nothing in common. You have everything in common with the pagans that you're living with, because you wouldn't speak like that if you were a good Catholic. You wouldn't speak like that. So this I get today, right? And I was going to write something on it, but I said, let me do a video on it. And it sounds like a man, but I don't know what his... he says coward, right? He didn't give me his real name, I don't think. I'm not going to give you his email, but... Here's what the thing was on his email. Maybe it is a name. I don't know. Gwalia Cumbrian. G-W-A-L-L-I-A. No, L-A. G-W-A-L-L-A. Guala. Almost sounds like African's name. Cumbrian. C-A-M-B-R-I-N. I don't even know if you gave me your real name. So who's the coward? Who are you afraid of? I'm going to bite you? Yeah, I'm going to do more than bite you if you were in my... If you didn't listen, the day's going to come when you're going to get it, pal. We don't play around over here, right? God's behind us. He's not behind you.
Yeah.
You don't even want to give me your name. I got your email. Look, I still want you to convert. Why do you think I'm doing this? I love you, evil as you are even now, but I don't like you. I abhor you. And what you said in this letter is very bad. You want to drag the whole rest of your Irish people down into hell instead of telling them the truth about what's going on with them? Just sit back and think. God, now, there's times when God does even allow good people to be persecuted. That happens. And then it's unjust persecution. But in your case, it's the same thing, and you look at the way the Irish people are living, and not just the Irish, all Europe, all nominal Catholics. It's not just Ireland. Why is God allowing that? You have to sit, no matter who's doing it. You're a rebellious bastard. You probably will go out there and start bombing and killing Irish, innocent English people, and bombing their kids and their families and all that. And it would have been unjust. And why are they attacking you viciously? Because God's allowing it. He's letting them put the yoke on you, man. And when God puts a yoke on you, sometimes he'll just kill you. He'll let the evil doers kill you. Or he'll make you slaves. Or wipe out your whole race even. God's had whole races wiped out because they're evil. Read the Bible, buddy boy, if you have one. Old and New Testament. Read the history of the Catholic Church. You wimp. You fight, yeah. You want to fight, but you're fighting the wrong people. You're fighting on the side of these bastard Irishmen that lost the faith, and they're bad Catholics. Most of them are nowadays are not even, they're just falling away Catholics. They're nominal Catholics. The English, Anglicans, evil as they are not as evil as these nominal Catholics in many cases, not in all cases. Freemasons, they're evil too. But look at the nominal Catholics. And when Catholics go bad, it's even worse because they carry the name of God's chosen people and they make them look bad. They make God look bad. And if God allowed them to just get away with that, then what kind of God is this? That's why they're even worse. You're worse. Pierce too is a humanist and suspect of being a Freemason himself. His father made these mythological statues in Ireland. Just read the stuff about this Padre Pierce, what he said about young boys and molesting and kissing them and mugging it up with them. Read it! Read it! Are you a homo? Are child? Do you want Padre Pierce to molest him? But I tell you, boy, you call me, if you were here, your head would be off. Your head would be off. We'll see who the coward is. I'll take one shot at you and knock your ass into hell. You won't be playing around over here with us. And the time's going to come when God's going to allow me to kind of prophesy a lot of people being laid dead in this world.
Yeah.
And it's going to happen. As long as I remain faithful. Okay, so let that be a warning to you. Before I end it, is there any question, Durham? It would be nice to hear like an Irishman on here. And Declan. And that neckline. Any comments, Brother Durham? Wait a minute.
It's a big thing to say something like I would say it to people like that. The Irish deserved British rule over them, and it's like it strikes a chord. You know that they don't like to hear it, so it's trying to explain that to them that we had the faith and we lost it. That's why God sent in the English, and people had never even thought about that. Like it's never been told to them, and it just kind of. They react, you know, but some people don't accept it. They won't accept this. It's all anti-English, you know, a lot of that.
See, that's a good point, Brother Declan, because they don't even care about the faith. It doesn't enter into the equation. It's almost like when you're indifferent. Why is he doing this to me? They think, you know what's amazing? They think they're faithful because they go to Mass once in a while, Christmas and Resurrection Day. Maybe they say a prayer once in a while and they call themselves Catholic. They think that's enough. But they don't care one bit about the faith.
Yeah, even the Irish flag, the tricolour, the green, white and orange, that's a Masonic flag. It was designed by Masons, you know. And the flag before that, the flag of Erin, had like a goddess, an Irish goddess on it. So it's going on a long time. I mean, yeah, the Irish deserve, the pagan Irish deserve what they're getting. 100% they did.
And it's just the necklines over there, too. I mean, we have a few brothers in Ireland, and they can testify to what's going on over there. And,
It was the pagan goddess Eru with her breast exposed on the green flag before the Freemasonic green, white, and gold came in.
Your flag. Going back, I don't know how long even. Look, like I said before, even if you're not a Freemason, but you're brainwashed with humanism in these colleges, which is Freemasonry, you're a Freemason, even though you might be explicitly one. And all these so-called Catholic Irishmen are pagans explicitly, or they live like pagans in immorality. It's the same thing. Take your choice. It's not good. It's not good. You say that they destroyed St. Patrick's bones. I don't know if that's true or not, but St. Patrick doesn't care because he's going to get his body back anyway at the end of the world. He cares more or less what you evil Irishmen are doing, what led to this. I'll just give you an example. All right? When God's chosen people went bad in the Old Testament, God ordained the temple to be his holy place, the Ark of the Covenant, and God allowed that place to be destroyed by the Babylonians. More important is the faith of the people than the place. There's that one verse where he says, I did not create the place for the people's sake, but I didn't the people for the place's sake, but the place for the people's sake. So if that does happen, so what? You still deserved it. Actually, you allowed it to happen by your faithlessness. So when God allowed his own temple to be destroyed. And you watch what's going to happen to the churches in Europe when they get destroyed. My prayer is that they do get destroyed. So St. Patrick, you know what he's telling you? Don't worry about my bones, knucklehead. I'm going to get them back.
Yeah.
Even people that are burned at the stake and into ashes are going to get their bodies back. You worry about your faith, knucklehead. Worry about what's going to happen to your bones when you die. Are you going to get your body back in a glorified state? Or are you going to get it back in a damned state where it's going to suffer even more than when your soul is suffering when it goes down to hell? That's what you got to worry about. That's what St. Patrick wants you to hear.
Yeah.
For more information on this topic, go to my website and go to the sidebar menu and click on the Church, Catholic Church International, then click on the Catholic Church in Ireland, and then you can view or listen to my video and audio titled Political Compromisers, England's Punishment of Ireland and Other Topics, and also my video and audio titled Freemasonry in Global Politics and Business, and historical anti-heroes.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.